Hello, everyone. There is so much going on, and I wanted to come on here today and just talk about one of those so many things. I'm not quite sure what yet, but I have been, we hit the ground running in 2024. January was, oh my goodness, so much happened. And of course, I am analyzing how I view and perceive things because of the way that my brain is wired. So sometimes I have to take a step back because I can get wrapped up in the circumstances and events and the stress, and I can't see outside of myself. And so I have to take a step back and kind of view it like, why am I seeing things the way they are? Why does this appear this way to me? Why is this so heavy for me? So taking a step back is very important if mental health is a struggle for you. It's so easy just to get caught up in that little circle. I was just thinking, did you ever see that movie Inside Out, that kids movie, animated? And there's like this circle. There's like the little characters that represent emotions and joy. The little character Joy, she says to the character Sadness, she says, "I have a task for you." And she draws a circle and she says, I need you to stay right in here, in your circle of sadness. It's just so funny because I think that really does happen to me, I could say. Like, I just get stuck in that circle of sadness and I'm not seeing outside of it. So, yes, I think what I will share with you, because there's just so much, on a side note, let me just say, while I try to center my many thoughts here, I got this notification from the app that I use to record these journal entries that said they're going to take away the recording feature as of July. So I don't know what I'm going to do because I really enjoy cataloging everything that I go through and sharing this with people. I don't really want to do that on YouTube because I would rather not show my face while I share these very personal details. So I hope I find another way to do this and share this. Because even if it's one person out in the world, as I always say, who benefits or can be encouraged by this, then I love that. I love that so much. Because, you know, the Lord tells us that through his word that, this is a paraphrase. I don't have a direct quote from scripture, but we go through things in this life so that we can be a testimony, so that we can share it for others who may go through the same thing. And so basically none of our struggles are wasted. He puts it all to use, to good use. I've been reading Revelation, and I really wanted to share this with you because as a singer, well, I don't even know if I can call myself a singer. As someone who loves to sing, let's say that, particularly worship, singing does not come easy for me, and I've had to put a great amount of effort into studying it. And it's one of the few things in my life that I have been fairly consistent with. I struggle with maintaining a level of commitment to things. I wish I was not flaky, and I would submit that to the Lord, that he would change that, but I admit that I can be pretty flaky. And when I'm done with something, I thought about this recently, when I'm done with something, I really don't mind burning the bridge, because if I'm done with it, I'm done with it. I that's probably another pride sin there. Like, I'm like, nope, I can burn this bridge because I will not come back to it. So yeah, I need the Lord very much so, for all of these things. But yes, so back to singing and worship. I have had to take so much time and effort to study singing, to improve my artistry and my craft as wanting to be a singer. And now part of what I do is a lot of vocal coaching. And I can hear something in my own voice or someone else's voice and know what went wrong and how to correct it. But that doesn't mean that I can necessarily fix it for myself. I do when I am teaching students and I say, okay, try this. I find that most of them pick up very quickly. Like, they understand what I'm saying. So on the coaching or teaching side, whatever you want to call it, I do have the ability to teach, but unfortunately sometimes the brain in my own brain can't make that connection. So it's very difficult. So I've been reading Revelation because I need encouragement, because this life can seem very heavy for me, and maybe it is for you too. And I just said, when going through things in January, I just said, I need to have a daily reminder of what's to come. And I really want to focus on that and be uplifted. And I think I've shared before, I really crave this newness, like wanting something new. That's always on my heart so much. Like, just, I need something fresh. And the Lord is the author of freshness, newness. And so often I forget to turn to him and ask him and say, Lord, I just need something afresh today from you. So I was reading, I've been reading through Revelation. And yesterday I read, I'll read it to you. So it's Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb, standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven, like the roar of rushing waters, and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, for they kept themselves pure. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among men and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless. I had, even now I just got chills. That hit me so deeply, those verses yesterday. I guess as someone who both craves newness and also someone who really struggles, I want so badly to have singing come easy for me, but it's such a struggle. And then I see so many other people who can learn things so quickly, especially songs. They just grasp it so quickly. And for me, most things that I need to learn take me extra time. Who knows what that is? I'm not interested in getting an assessment for that. I'm too old for that because I've already made it through school by the grace of God, as difficult as it was for me. But it does take me quite a bit of time. So when I read that, it just struck me that they sang a new song. It just is so touching to me. I don't know if I can articulate why, but they sang a new song, and I know that we can get weary in this life and maybe want something new, or maybe it's not even weariness. Maybe you have that struggle too, where you just want something new, not because you're weary, but just because that's part of your struggle or part of how you were created. Who knows? Only God knows. I know that he does know, but I just wanted that new song. And so I just wanted to outline that and to underline that, highlight that and say, Lord, I want a new song. And it says no one could learn the song except those who had been redeemed. And then that just made me think, like, you know, it's such a gift. Like, they had a gift to be able to learn the song. And why could they? Why? Well, it tells us here that they did not defile themselves and that they followed the Lamb wherever he went. They were blameless. So sometimes because of our faithfulness, not our perfection, not our sinlessness, because we cannot be without sin, but blameless. And when we are faithful to pursuing Jesus, when we are faithful to pursuing God's way for us, there is a gift that comes out of this. And we cannot know something. We cannot comprehend, grasp, feel someone else's pain unless we've walked in it. So this is what I was thinking. We cannot understand something unless we ourselves have gone through it. So maybe they could sing this song because they had a deep understanding. This is a song that only they could sing because they went through it. And it gave me such courage to continue to battle against my flesh and my mind and these mental health struggles, which sometimes just feel like a crashing wave that won't let up. It's like only I can sing a certain song with depth and understanding because I experience these things. If someone else is going through these things, I have a depth of understanding because I myself have walked in it. So whatever you are walking in, God is not going to waste it. And there, I was reading another book. I'm doing a Bible study at my church. And I just read this morning, this pastor who was going through an unspeakable tragedy. A terrible, terrible tragedy. And I cannot even begin to imagine what that was like, what he was describing. And he said people tried to offer their kind words and said, he listed some things people said. And just putting myself in that place and hearing those comments, it's like it pierced, it hurt, it stung. Just even reading. And they're well-meaning comments. But it's like, you know, sometimes there just are not words. When somebody is going through something, there just are no words. And sometimes it's better to just sit with someone and just sit in it with them. Sometimes we want to use our words to make someone feel better, but there just aren't words. And there's a lot in this life that we will not understand until we get to the presence of God. And then I feel like things will be clear. Things will be clear. All will become crystal clear when we are in the presence of God, but not here, not in this earth. And I shared these verses with my husband, and what stood out to him, I didn't say what precisely touched me about these verses, but because on purpose, because I wanted him to say, I wanted to see if he would say anything that stood out to him, and he did say, blameless. Blameless is, was a profound word for him from those verses. And when we think about being blameless, again, it goes back to that. It's not sinless. It's just a pursuing of the Lord constantly, being in a posture of surrender and chasing after this life of God. And that is heavy and profound, because that is no easy thing. And we can only be empowered to do that through the Holy Spirit that lives in us. It is only by the Spirit instructing us. I was also reading this in the Bible study book. I don't want to take credit for that. So there is everything that we do as believers is because of the Holy Spirit. It's prompting, it's leading, it's guiding, it's transformation in our minds and our hearts. Because the word says, there is no one good. And so I am so thankful for the grace that God pours out on his children. Because I know in my own power, I would just, as the song says, I'd be prone to wander. So anyway, that's what I really wanted to share, those verses. I hope it encourages you and strengthens you. And hopefully soon I can come back and share some other things that have been standing out to me, because there's always so much going on every single day. But I'm thankful for the Lord's carrying us when we need to be carried, and just the fact that he never leaves us. I'm very thankful for that, and I pray that you will be too, and that you will tangibly feel his presence with you, guiding you, encouraging you, strengthening you, for any circumstances that may come your way or that are in your life right now. Thanks so much for listening and being part of my story, and until next time, bye-bye.